Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. Happy New Year, everyone. What a great feeling to have 2020 behind us, huh? Now we're kind of maybe white knuckling or at the edge of our seats, hoping that 2021 is going to treat us a lot better than 2020. But we are not going to be victims of circumstance, and we are going to take our power back this year by way of ceremony. Every year, I like to do a ceremony instead of a New Year's resolution. I feel that New Year's resolutions are super weak and they're just overrated. They never work. And I feel it's just because people don't do them in a very sacred way with a lot of heart and involving spirit and taking the time and setting intentions. I feel somebody makes, you know, we're kind of taught to do a New Year's resolution list by sitting down and quickly thinking through things that we want and really don't think about what we're doing and wanting to create. But in 2012, I was introduced to doing ceremony for the new year by the person that introduced me to shamanism, and they have a beautiful ceremony that we always do. However, this year, I wanted to ask my guides to provide us, our community of Pachanga and Possibility, a ceremony that can help us through 2021. I didn't want to just give you a ceremony that is from somebody else. And even though it is a wonderful ceremony I've always done, it is not mine. And I'll be more than happy to share that information because it's still a great one to do. And you can just DM me and I'll send you all the information because it's actually in a book. But for this year, I wanted to specifically request a ceremony from my guides to help us through 2021. And what I received was beautiful and really easy, but more involved at the same time than I expected. And I'm going to share with you all of the details shortly. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about my path briefly. I'm not going to dive too deep with practicing shamanism. For those of you who are not familiar with what that is, so shamanism is not a religion. It is more of a framework of tools that we use in order to experience God and the sacred through direct revelation. That means we cut out the middleman, whether that's church or a sacred text, and in meditation and trance, we commune with our divinity, with God, with spirit helpers, with guardian angels, and travel into different realms with what's called non-ordinary reality, and go to these different places that seem to be universal across all continents. It seems that these places that we travel to in meditation are found to be, we go to the same place, and doesn't matter what community or tribe or place that you come from, they figured out that we're all kind of going to the same places, and almost like these places really exist in other realms. And that's a whole conversation for another day as far as where you go when you do a shamanic journey. I'm going to kind of dive deeper on that on another day and also do a shamanic journey circle. But today I just wanted to explain that shamanism is just a practice of direct revelation. You're choreographing energy behind the scenes with spirit by yourself, and you are experiencing the sacred and the divine one-on-one by just using your intention and your imagination. Coming from someone I was raised Catholic and Christian, and none of that worked for me. At one point, I realized that Christianity wasn't working for me, Catholicism wasn't working for me, and I became atheist. And I was atheist for a really long time. And around 2012, I was introduced to angels, and I developed first a relationship with the angelic realm. And that's what made me a believer of God, Goddess, Great Spirit, whatever it is, that source energy. That's what made me believe, because I was doing readings that were accurate. And I was like, wow, I am communicating with something not of this realm, and it's real. So fast forward, that took me to the path of meeting this amazing shaman and introduced me to her teacher and the mystery school. And I went on to develop a relationship with these tools, with these shamanic tools as a shamanic practitioner. And I found that certain tools were absolutely phenomenal for me. Now, when it comes to shamanism, you're not going to catch me at an ayahuasca ceremony. I'm not going to Sundance. I'm not doing vision quests in the forest. Like, that is not my style. Those things do not resonate with me. Why? Because I am, or was, not anymore, a pretty stereotypical Miami girl. Grew up in the city. All I cared about were pretty shallow things like my appearance and shopping and partying. And I really, you know, at 16, I was booty dancing in lowrider competitions. That is the truth. And now, by the grace of God, I managed to make my way to grad school and get my MBA. And then after that, I went to University Earth, and is when I started my spiritual journey. And really, my life became HD. Like, I started living life in high definition when I started feeding my soul and communing with spirit. That's just the best way I can describe it. Everything improved in my life, from my relationship with myself, with other people, romantic relationships, my professional life. Everything improved once I cultivated this relationship with my own soul, with divinity, with allying spirits, with my spirit animals, guardian angels. Like, I went totally on the woo-woo side of the spectrum, and it saved my life, really. It just has a way of feeding my soul that I never thought possible. And I think people, when they think of shamanism or people that practice this framework, they think of the very hippy-dippy people singing by, I don't know, a fire, going to Burning Man or something. I don't know. I haven't been yet to Burning Man. And that is not me. I'm this city girl that has learned these very powerful tools that has really helped me heal and really helped me find my own power and helped me learn how to source from within, to develop my inner authority so I don't have to consult anyone outside of myself, usually for guidance. I can go into trance and connect with my guides and really get the love and support that I need. And I can't tell you how comforting and freeing that is. Now, I'm still a fan, obviously, of still getting. You still live in this world in the 3D, so I'm still a fan of therapy and coaching and healers and all of that. But I want you to know that there's still more that you can do alone in this very quiet space of just sitting in meditation and applying some tools. I also wanted, the point I was trying to make about not being hippy-dippy is that I did not grow up with a relationship with nature at all. My family are all pretty preppy,
people and nobody's into camping and nobody is into hiking and none of that. At the very most, I have a few cousins who like taking their boats out and going and hanging out at a sandbar, and that's about as nature-y as we get. I used to be a realtor in Tennessee in my early 20s, and I remember I had a colleague in the office that would say, "You've never been off concrete." And it was true, really. He summed it up. I had never been off concrete. Me and nature were not a thing. Until this day, you're not going to catch me walking barefoot outside in the dirt. I do my earthing with the sand at the beach because that's what I like. I don't want to get dirty. I don't like getting sweaty. I'm going to go work out. That's different. But I'm pretty much still a city girl when it comes to those things. If I'm camping, I'm not. I want to glamp is what I prefer. But really, my point is that you don't have to be like a tree hugger, super naturey. I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I'm none of these things that I think come with the stereotypical spiritual person. And I want to give you permission to practice tools that are outside of the norm, I guess. And now doing more of a shamanic practice, it's the most ancient form of spirituality. And the power in it is that it gives you a wisdom and you learn to trust yourself. And you learn to listen to nature and all that it has to teach us. And I know it sounds weird, but it's a thing, like for real. That's the best way I can put it. There is legit things that you can learn in nature from the wind, from the trees, from the plants, from everything. I do believe that everything is alive and everything has a soul and some sort of essence to it that can teach us. The same way that you can connect to the energy of a crystal. Why? Because that has its own like frequency. Like things have wisdom inside of it. We're surrounded by it. And I don't want to say, I don't go as far as saying like my pen has wisdom. That's a little too far for me in my world. But when it comes to things that are organic of nature, I believe it all has an essence and something to teach us that we can work with and ally with. The reason why I want to share all of these things is that I want to paint a picture about who I am when I talk about all of these woo-woo things, because I just want you to know like how far out it is in my reality to be in this world. And I'm really left-brained and I'm really right-brained. I have like the two polarities of being, and I've really struggled with walking in this world as both, with one foot in this world and one foot in the spirit world, from navigating conversations in a professional setting to owning the fact that I am a healer and intuitive, as well as an entrepreneur, as well as a professional. It's just something that I've struggled with. And now as I enter 2021, I am finally stepping into this fully. Thankfully, 2020 did bless me with the ability to quit my day job. I finally did it. I was able to transition out partially because thanks to the pandemic and thanks to having my daughter. And it's created the circumstance for me to be at home. And now I can really come out of the woo-woo closet. I can really show up and support all of you in spirit and in ceremony and in providing a platform where we can come together and learn more about these types of things, ultimately so we can really self-actualize and create a fulfilling, meaningful life. I love something that Kathy Heller says all the time in her podcast, which is she believes that purpose is the opposite of depression. And that really stood out for me these last 5 months, because 2020 was the hardest year of my life and the best year of my life, like the worst and best at the same time. And after I had my baby, I fell into pretty severe postpartum depression and anxiety. It's just my hormones, pretty much went apeshit, and I ended up in this really difficult postpartum depression and anxiety. And what has really helped me move forward is this podcast, is hearing the stories of you guys going and getting readings and getting healings and signing up for programs and just getting so much from the podcast that it really fuels me. Every week I look forward to finding guests that can add more value and add more value to your life and give you tools and ways to connect with yourself and transform. And that has been my purpose the last 5 months. It really, this podcast has been my sanity. And so I would have never had even the courage to start a podcast had it not been for my own healing journey and professional development journey and the coaching that I've received and the programs that I've attended. It's annoying because my MBA was so expensive. I mean, the amount of student loan debt is insane. I don't feel like I learned a lot. Honestly, I have learned more in a $3,000 business coaching program than a $30,000 MBA program. That's just, it is what it is. I felt like University Earth really kicked in every shape, way, and form after I graduated from grad school and started facing my demons and unpacking all of my baggage and really working with amazing people to heal myself, my past, and transform into a person who is just happy existing now. So with that said, I just really wanted to emphasize why I do what I do, the way I do it. And now fast forward to 2021, I channeled this ceremony, because it's always best if you're going to do ceremonial work, it's always best to connect with your guides, have them give you a ceremony. You'll be surprised what you'll receive. That's usually the most powerful, is using your own creativity and using your own guidance from your spirit team. That'll make a really solid ceremony. And I wanted them to specifically give me something that would help our community. And what happened was, is that because we are not out of the woods yet with the crazy 2020 energy, 2021 is going to require to continue to cultivate strength and wisdom in order to stay grounded this year. Therefore, instead of giving me one ceremony that we start and end in a couple hours, what they gave me is almost like a spiritual practice or tool to come into communion with yourself and in nature on a monthly basis. So this is really a ceremony that lasts a year long. Now, don't worry, it's not a huge commitment. Don't think of the year as some like daunting task. I'm going to share with you how simple it is, and then we'll go from there. So this ceremony is going to teach you how to source from within and connect to the wisdom that surrounds you in nature at all times. And this is the ceremony. Now, you don't have to worry about writing things down, because I've written it all out on a blog post on my website. So you will have access to all of this, all the details, instructions, links, and everything. So the ceremony is for the new year. It's a two-part ceremony. One is more of a typical ceremony, and the second part of it, which is optional, they said, is a more of a crafting type ceremony where you're going to weave your dreams into an art project. But I'm not going to start there. We're going to start with the ceremony. So this is what it is. You're going to adopt a tree that you can visit on a regular basis. So pick something that is easy to access in your yard or in a park nearby, just something that you can visit on a regular basis at least once a month. And then the city girl in me is like, really, we're adopting a tree, guys? If you're thinking that, I feel you. It is what it is. Just stay with me. Bear with me here. Okay. And because my initial reaction was, really, a tree I have to adopt? You know how hot it is in July and I have to sit with this tree? Yeah, that's where I went. What can I say? I'm still human.
So you're going to adopt this tree, right? And then you're going to create a portable altar, which is called a shaman's mesa. And this mesa is a portable altar that contains items that represents each of the four elements. Now, here is what I want to emphasize. Keep it simple. Don't go crazy creating this really fancy mesa. They can be very beautiful, but you want to make it as easy as possible because you don't want to overthink it and then delay in doing the ceremony because you're trying to perfect everything. As a Virgo, I don't like that advice for myself because my initial reaction is I have to find the perfect cloth and the perfect ribbon and the perfect sacred items and make this beautiful thing. And that's not what this is about. And this is very much being scrappy and resourceful and finding things in your home right now to make this happen. So the way you make this little portable altar, it only contains a few things. You're going to find a square cloth and a piece of rope or ribbon that you can tie this cloth into a square. This cloth can be like the size of a bandana. And you could include also any power objects that you like, for if you have any sacred items or jewelry. But what you will include is, yeah, an item to represent every element. So you're going to have a stone for earth, a feather for air, a candle for fire, and a seashell for water. Then you need something to symbolize totality in yourself, and that can be a crystal or a crystal skull or a pentacle or another stone or a candle. And then the special cloth, again, you can find something that's in your house if you want to order a mesa cloth. They have them on Etsy. They have beautiful ones there. But again, I would say don't go too overboard. Maybe you want to start with like a very basic rudimentary little mesa that you whip together real fast so you can have your first encounter and your first visit with your tree, and then go on throughout the year beautifying your mesa if you like. And then the cord to be able to tie this in a square. And a picture of what these little mesas look like are on the blog post as an example. But again, there's no right or wrong here. If you want to deviate from any of these instructions because intuitively you feel called to, that is fine. Now, during each visit with the tree that you've adopted, you're going to sit facing the tree, which is your teacher. And you're going to ask. Yes, the tree is going to be your teacher. I know. Bear with me. And yeah, especially if this is not your thing. If it is your thing and you've done this, then this is not a big deal. But for those of you who are, and you're going to be like, really, I'm sitting and I'm talking to a tree. Yeah, what can I say? This is what they gave me. And it's still, trust me. Okay, so when you sit facing the tree, you're going to ask two questions every time. And you're going to ask in meditation with your mind. So you're psychically communicating with this tree. I know, super woo-woo. It's all good. You're going to ask, what do I have to learn? You're going to sit and just receive. Everybody receives information differently. You might feel the answer, know the answer, hear the answer, or see the answer in your mind's eye. Hell, you may even smell the answer. And just make notes of what is it that you're receiving. And that's going to be your lesson for that visit. It may be easy. It may be a simple lesson. It may be a word, or it may be something long. Then after that's done, you're going to ask the tree and you're going to reciprocate the energy. And you're going to ask the tree, what does it need? What does that tree want from you? What does it need? And see what it gives you. I don't want to even give an example because I don't want to lock you into any expectation or ideas. I want the magic of things to unfold for you. Give it whatever it needs. If it's actually something you have to physically do, or it might just be it's an intention or an energy exchange. And then make sure you keep a journal of what happens in your 12 encounters with your teacher. At the end of the year, it's going to be a little bit of a ceremony where you're going to wrap up this ceremony with kind of another ceremony. And you're going to write on little pieces of paper things that you're grateful for the entire year that happened throughout 2021.
And then you're going to put all those little pieces of paper inside your mesa, and you're going to find a pack of seeds of any kind. And you're going to put the seeds inside of the mesa also, close it all up, and you're going to bury it. And you don't have to bury it with a tree. You can bury it wherever you like. And that completes the cycle of the ceremony. Now, why the trees? So the spirit of the trees is who gave me this ceremony. Mind you, I've never visited with the spirit of the trees up until I did this journey, which was interesting. Now, this is the channeled message from the spirit of the trees. 2021 will not be easy. It is a year to put into practice what you have learned during these difficult times. Who are you? What did 2020 reveal about you? Did you like what you saw? There comes a time where heaven and earth unite, mind and heart. There is magic and wisdom in the trees, the old ones, the great listeners. Their heart is your heart. The trees will teach you this year how to love and how to think. We are the ancient ones connecting heaven and earth. I loved that message that they provided. And immediately, I think what comes to mind most likely for a lot of us is that image of the tree of life. And when I think of that tree of life and this message, it brings it to life. Well, not, that's kind of, no pun intended. So yeah, so that was part one of the ceremony. Essentially, because we're still in this energy, 2021 is going to require us to learn about our inner wisdom, to learn the discipline of going and speaking with your adopted tree and communing with it and learning from nature and learning to have the discipline to connect with yourself in a sacred way and building that strength that comes from doing this repetitive little ceremony every month with your tree and seeing what unfolds and really trusting the process and seeing and having no expectations, because I don't know what's going to happen for me or for you at the end of the year after doing this, but this is what was received and why not, right? I know that I feel really excited about doing this and I can't wait to get my mesa together and create also part two of this ceremony. So now they said that part two is optional and part two is called dream weaving. Now, what you're going to be doing is weaving your dreams into a bracelet. Now, if you're not crafty, still hang on, stick with me. Essentially, what you're doing is doing like a friendship bracelet or a macrame bracelet with quartz crystals. You're going to get 5 quartz beads and you're going to weave them into a bracelet in some way. I've added YouTube links to a couple videos that are examples. I asked if Spirit wanted me to create like a template version for all of us to do the exact same bracelet and that I would sit there on Zoom and help teach you how to weave this. And they said no. They want you to go out and figure this out for yourself. But essentially, you're just going to make a list of the 5 results that you want in 2021. And then you're going to get the 5 quartz beads. You're going to sage your beads. And then you're going to infuse each bead with each result using your intentions and imagination and prayer. So you're going to grab one bead and then you're going to pray over that. And if you want, blow your breath into the bead and really visualize that result for that bead and put that energy into it. If you listen to the Crystal Skulls episode, you're going to know the power that crystals have and the way they magnify intentions and record information. If you haven't listened to that episode, definitely check it out. Then you're going to weave your bracelet in a sacred way. Create a sacred ambiance. Light a candle, smudge your space, put on some spiritual music or sing some sacred songs or sing anything. It doesn't matter if it's sacred. Do I even know any sacred? Yeah, I do. But anyways, I was thinking of Icaros, and which is a special type of healing song, but I don't know anything and they're not my jam. And or burn some incense and visualize your results coming to fruition. Just really go into the feeling of having all of these results happen while you're weaving your bracelet. Like, don't get on the phone, don't put on the TV, just really stay in the present moment, putting as much love and energy and intention while you are creating this bracelet. Once you finish the bracelet, you're going to hold it in your hands, close your eyes, and just feel love and gratitude for this physical representation of your dreams, and wear it all year as a reminder of what you are choreographing for this year, the energy that you're choreographing to remind you of these five results that you want in 2021. And this reminder on your wrist will keep you focused and grounded. It will also remind you of the other ceremony with the tree. And it'll keep just recording and magnifying your intentions. And at the end of the year, you can either bury the bracelet with the mesa or just keep it as a memory. But this is a sacred art project, and you're creating all of this beauty and light and love with this action, and have fun with it. You know, have a good time, you know, geek out on the beads and the cord. I mean, you could really make this really fancy, or you can make it, you know, just kind of scrappy, whatever you've got in the house. Just, I do want to say that make sure your beads are quartz though, and not just regular like craft beads. And the other caveat is make sure that the bead hole fits the string that you're getting. Make sure that those things are going to fit, because that's going to be really annoying if they don't. These videos on YouTube, usually in the notes, will explain what size bead they use, how many millimeters in the cord, and what size the hole in. Just pay attention to those details. And that is it for the second part of the ceremony. You have the first one, which is when you're coming together to learn for the entire year on a monthly basis with this tree that you're adopting. And then the second part is creating this intention bracelet, and you don't have to do it. It's optional, they said, but I definitely encourage it. Make sure that you visit my blog on my website, where I have written out this entire ceremony for you with links and everything on there and instructions. I also want to invite you on January 13th, which is a Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, I am going to be doing a shamanic journey circle that's building on this ceremony. And we'll journey together to our spirit guides and receive more guidance for 2021. And then feel free, please, actually, bring your mesa supplies, bring your cloth and your objects that represent each of the four elements. And feel free to bring also your supplies if you want to make your bracelet. If there's time at the end, we can kind of work on our bracelets together. But I would love if after we do our shamanic journey, we'll each take turns talking about our process making the mesa and finding our supplies and what they look like. And if you already did the journey, because you can already go ahead and do this ceremony, I would love if you came to the shamanic journey circle and shared what happened when you went out and sat and met with your tree and what you received, if you feel comfortable sharing. I just want this to be a very organic process where we just share about our mesas, our experiences, making this jewelry, crafting and laughing together, and just really in community, weaving all of our dreams together and helping each other magnify each other's dreams by sharing and just spreading this love and intention and creating this very sacred container. Because when you come together as a group, they say, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And so there's something magical that happens when you come together and do this kind of work. The results don't make sense because the whole is actually greater than the sum of its parts. So do not underestimate the power of circles, the power of coming together in a sacred circle with friends to manifest and to pray and to have fun and all of these amazing experiences. So that's it, guys. That's what I've got for today. I hope you have a magnificent 2021. If you liked this episode, please let me know by leaving a review and subscribing to this podcast. If you want to do this ceremony with a friend, send them this episode and tell them, hey, we're going to try this new thing this year. And do you want to do this? And share it with them. You might be pleasantly surprised. Definitely don't gather in a huge group because we're not out of this pandemic, but you can gather online or gather with one friend outside with your mask on, practicing social distancing. The beautiful thing is that we can do all of this outdoors and see what you create together. I would love if you would send me a picture of the tree and of your bracelet. Feel free to either tag me and to post it and tag me, or just send it to me in a DM. And if I can be of any support, if you need any explanations or whatever it is, or you just want to say hi, just send me a DM. I would love to connect. All right, until next time, many, many blessings, y'all. Bye. Thank you guys for being here. I know that your time is the most valuable thing you have. It means the world to me that you're here. There are many more cool episodes coming, so go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If this episode inspired you, please leave a review so this show can reach more people who need healing. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. See you in the next episode.